Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Rohan?
Yeah, this is Rowan.
Hey, Rohan, it's Kevin. Finally, we're talking, man. How are you?
How's it going?
It's going there. How are you?
Doing well, doing well.
Okay, that's good, man. That's good. I hope you're not busy at the moment.
No, I'm free.
Okay, is my reception fine?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, anyways, yeah. So, how was the shooting? I assume you guys are shooting, you were traveling?
Yeah, we were shooting a video in Las Vegas over the weekend, so we just got back.
Okay.
I'm glad we can talk over the phone. So,
Finally,
pretty
finally.
much I want to get a sense of I'm trying to get a sense of kind of I know you had sent some of the details of the different levels of packages, but I want to get a sense of, what exactly some of those things mean and to then determine, I think, what we would want.
Sure.
And then I can
See.
go back with that and kind of see if we want to go forward with it.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Tell me about the package you guys are interested in. Please shoot. If you have any questions, just shoot.
Yeah, so can you clarify kind of maintenance, just first of all, like so once the page is created, I saw that there was, kind of 3 months of maintenance, 6 months, like so what does maintenance actually mean?
So, imagine Wikipedia is a platform where it's actually anyone can go on the platform, right? I mean, anyone can look it up, anyone can see the pages, et cetera, et
Right.
cetera, et
So,
cetera.
it's protecting from people making changes.
Exactly. It's protecting from that because assuming the profile Jordan is, there are a lot of, people who have. I don't know. I don't want to say something, but there might be enemies of Jordan, right? So they might just spam the page or just add misinformation. Maybe just a little. For example, they might just change the date of birth for whatever reason. They can do that. People can do that. Just like us, there might be another profile, looking at Jordan trying to make some changes. So even though they can make a change, we protect them. We protect the page from making changes in the first place. And even if there are any changes, we actually change it later on. Okay? For example, you come up to me, you're like, "Hey, there's a change on the page which we do not like." We can change it afterwards as well. That's in maintenance.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's almost like I think we would be. There would be an interest in kind of having that on a retainer, like just that part of it going beyond the original creation of the page. So, I know you guys kind of the number of months of maintenance scales with all these other things that are included in these packages, but. Is it possible to just like, even if I'm getting even if it would be a really simple package to then pay for maintenance going forward?
Oh, yeah, that's doable. That's completely doable. The packages I sent you, it's like an amalgamation of everything that we offer, looking at the packages, okay? So if you, for example, choose XYZ package and you're like, I don't want this service, but I want this service. Well, I can do that as well. I think I told you that I have the leverage of creating customized package for you. So I can do that. For example, if you're like, I don't want social media verification because I already have that. So we can just include extra maintenance for you. That's fine. That's doable.
Got it.
Now, for
And
example,
then what is,
sorry.
sorry?
Yeah, I was saying, for example, if they're like, if you say that, if you choose a package that has five articles for notability, and I'm like, okay. You're like, okay, we need more than five articles and we don't need social media or we don't need a website because we already have one. I can exclude the website and include extra articles in the very same package in the same price. That's fine. We can add and subtract services. We can add and subtract the cost as well. So it's completely fine.
Got it. And then that kind of leads into another question I had, which was, can you explain like the number of articles? So what does that actually mean? The number of articles you're integrating into the page?
The number of article basically means we are actually increasing the notability for Jordan. For example, I actually told you the platforms you are going to publish the articles, right? Yahoo and New York Times, Forbes, etc. Okay, so we need Jordan to have his own notability. For example, if someone searches the name Jordan, there should be several links that mention his background, what he does, what it's all about. Okay, so for example, if there are 5 articles, each article would be published on different platforms. Okay, so whatever the platform, because Wikipedia needs citations, references for every single thing you add. Even if you add a period on it, it needs citations. It needs a reference. So in order to add information on the page for Jordan on Wikipedia, we need to reference them on different platforms. Okay, so for example, I write that Jordan is a photographer and he was born in XYZ place. I need to reference this particular sentence as well. So for that, I need to publish a lot of information for Jordan on different platforms so we can reference them. Get it?
So you just would like be posting...
We'd be writing article. We'd be giving you the article. Once we write the article, every single article, every week or every 4 days, we're going to send the articles over to you. You're going to review them. Those articles have to be in neutral tone. Okay, Wikipedia does not accept promotional tone at all. If it's promotional, if it's like advertised, it's going to reject it straight up. Okay, and if you do that for a prolonged time, it's going to ban you. So we need to have articles that will still mention Jordan's name and what he does, but it's going to be on different platforms in a neutral tone. Just like a third party wrote about Jordan. Get it? Wikipedia does not understand that it's Jordan who paid someone to write an article about him. It's like a third party writing about Jordan just because Jordan is so famous. Get it? So we are going to do that. We are going to write the articles. We are going to publish them on different platforms. But we are going to send the articles over to you, first of all, to Jordan to review it. And if he needs any information added in it, we are going to add it. Or if he needs to change the tonality or readability, we are going to do that as well. Once he approves, we are going to publish them. Okay? And then these published articles will be used on the Wikipedia page as a reference. For example, if I publish an article on Forbes, for example, and I write that Jordan was born in New York, let's say. Okay, so I will reference this sentence by the article I wrote on Forbes. Get it? That's how referencing works.
Okay, but I mean, I would be interested in seeing, I would think there's, I know there's a good number of articles already about Jordan, so, mm-hmm. I mean.
But they might be promotional, right? If it's promotional, let me just hear me out again. If it's promotional, it's going to be a problem on Wikipedia platform. It would be.
I mean, do you like? Would you consider a news station writing
an article? No. No. PR press releases are completely disallowed on Wikipedia. They're like, no,
yeah,
we do not accept.
Okay.
Yeah, PRs and press releases are not unacceptable because they're done from the company themselves, right? So they're like, it's the company information.
Right. I'm not talking about that. I mean, there's tons of news articles. So I would be interested in just seeing like how much of a page could be built off that. I don't know if anything would actually need to be additionally written. I don't know.
Okay, we will conduct a research first of all. Whenever we actually go on about creating a page, first of all, there's research and development. Okay, in the research, there's a thing called, I told you about this as well, it's like notability assessment report. We're going to provide you that as well. It will have all the links that tells about Jordan, okay? So whatever the information is on over the internet about Jordan, that Excel sheet is going to have all the links about it. So you'd be able to see wherever the information of Jordan is available on the internet, and whatever, it will have comments as well. So you could see which information we could actually use.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of intricacies involved in creating a Wikipedia page. It's quite easy to say that I've got a lot of press. We have got a lot of clients that say, I've got a lot of press. I've got a lot of news about me. I've got a lot of articles written about me. For example, we got a client that said, yeah, he had around 50 articles, 5 PRs about him. But literally, there were 5 articles were able, you know, were usable for the Wikipedia page because they were in neutral term. Every single article was promotional. And the problem with Wikipedia is if you start creating a page over and over again, so they're actually going to ban you for some years. You can't just use the person's name on Wikipedia anymore. That's how their policies are. It's very stringent.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a good amount. So I just don't know. I don't think the first thing to do would be like kind of writing like biographical articles about him. If there's
doesn't have
you know,
to be biographical.
If,
you know,
if
it can be about
articles.
His work as well. You know, it's completely fine. For example, his photography, his inspirations, his collabs, his marketing tactics. Yada, yada, yada. It can be about anything. It doesn't have to be biographical.
Got it. So then, what do you have, like, examples? So if you're saying you're the writer in this example, you know, in this, are there examples
I've got a
of
team,
your work that
yeah.
I could look at?
After
Sorry?
His call, I'm saying I have a team, but, yeah, I get where you're coming from. So after this call,
yep.
I can email them to you. I can email you the links of the articles that we've done for, you know, different clients.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think the last thing I would want to ask you is kind of what package do you think makes the most sense for Jordan?
What package are you guys interested in, if you don't mind me asking, you know? I've given you all the packages. You said you guys are interested. I just want to know what you're looking, you know, at the moment. Because what I told you, I think looking at Jordan's profile and everything, he would need more of maintenance, you know, and a Google Knowledge Panel that is more extensive. I showed Jordan, I guess, the difference between a proper knowledge panel with the help of Wikipedia and then a normal panel, which is looks meh, bland, that's it. You know, so considering that, I think, like I said, if you have the computer in front of you right now, can you open the package I sent you?
Which email exactly?
I gave you the packages. It says, hello, Ron, thanks for reaching out. We are running a promotion account which offers up to 30% discounts. The breakdown of the package looks like this. It's like 12 days ago. Starts with page creation without any service, etc. And then it has basic, starter, professional 2, premium.
Yeah, I see it now. Got it.
Yeah. So looking at Jordan's profile,
I see these points, but it's hard to see, like, visualize what those things actually look like. So when I understand when you send those two pictures of Beast and Jordan's current, you know, when you search them up on Google,
mm-hmm.
what page, you know, what which package would get that, would make that change?
First of all, it depends on the Wikipedia, how extensive and expansive his page is, actually, okay? So, for example, if there's a lot of information on his Wikipedia page, that will be included in the knowledge panel as well, right? If it's a one-liner, it's going to be one-liner. If it has a lot of information, it's going to be a lot of information on the knowledge panel as well, right? So, keeping that in mind, that capacity, I think... starting from professional package 2 all the way to lead package, so there are like 3 packages, professional package 2, premium package, and then lead package. That would do, because if you do opt for lead package, there's going to be SEO optimization as well. It says for your website, so I assume you guys already have a website, so we can just change this to your Wikipedia page. So for example, if you need 6 months of SEO for your Wikipedia, we can do that as well, rather than going for your website, because I assume you already have a proper maintained website. But if you don't, we can, you know, just do this as it is. That's fine as well. So The lead package has 2.5 years of free maintenance. We can exclude the social media verification because you already have that. And then comes the Google Knowledge Panel. So the maintenance comes with Knowledge Panel. They are both integrated together. So there wouldn't be any changes in the Knowledge Panel, any bad changes. If you do want a proper change, we can do it as well. But it takes time, okay? Here and there, it takes time because it's Google. You understand Google is pretty stringent, pretty strict with its policies. You know, not anyone can make changes. So it takes time. It takes organic reaches or organic traffic and everything. You know, there are different tactics of your internal linking, etc. So we do that, and then there's, you know, a proper Knowledge Panel as well. So if we, in that capacity, I think premium package and lead package would do just fine for Jordan. But professional package 2 also has Google Knowledge Panel, and there's 10 months free maintenance. So we can go for professional package 2, but we can increase the maintenance period if you guys do need that. So whatever you guys are comfortable with. But professional package 2, premium package, and lead package, I think, are the best for, you know, Jordan, considering his profile. Because he, in his own right, is a celebrity, right? But a lot of people do know about him. So if we do choose these packages, if we go for the lesser packages, the problem is the maintenance is less. And there, you know, the Knowledge Panel might be less integrated. There might be less internal linking. So there's a lot that goes into it. So, yeah. What package are you interested in? Let me just, you know, ask that straight up. Or Jordan, for that matter.
Well, I mean, I think, I mean, it's more so the things that are the individual bullet points that would be interesting, right? Because a lot of it, I don't think we would need.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we already have a website. We already have social media verification, right? So, like, there would be aspects of this which I would want to understand what the, you know, where the cost is coming from. So, if there's an aspect from the elite package that seems enticing, like, you know, let's say 6 months of SEO optimization or, you know, actual dedicated point person. But I don't need to, you know, we wouldn't need all these other aspects of that. Then, you know, where does the cost go there? That's kind of the difficult thing. I wouldn't be able to say one package is right here.
Okay, that's understandable. But there are different costs for every single thing, right? So SEO itself is pretty inexpensive in itself. There are different taxes that for you. A dedicated project manager for you or for Jordan, you know, for that matter, is, you know, it's a good feat to achieve, right? It's like a dedicated person is going, it's a liaison between me and you, or me or Jordan, right? Then there's...
Yeah, no, I understand why that's valuable. I get that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, there's... let me just be very clear. The free maintenance, that's pretty expensive, okay? I mean, you have to maintain the contributor profiles on Wikipedia and editor profiles because not everyone can make changes on Wikipedia, right? You or I cannot make changes on Wikipedia because it needs a proper maintained that has a number of edits on it. For example, the contributor profile needs to have around 10,000 edits on its profile if it's eligible for contributor profile. So we need to maintain those profiles as well. If we don't, we're going to get off Wikipedia. You know, we can't make changes. For example, if you want to create a page for Jordan, you want to create a page for Jordan, I want to create a page for Jordan, we cannot. If we do create a page, we send it, it's going to be deleted. But if a contributor does it, it's going to be accepted. You know, obviously there's a time for the process, but it's going to be accepted. That's how Wikipedia works. So these profiles, maintaining these profiles is pretty expensive. It's not just about one profile or two. We've got, you know, loads and loads of clients, so we need to have loads and loads of profiles as well. Get it? So those
then,
are expensive.
So then, you know, what scenario, if it's so exclusive to be able to make the changes, then you know, what type of people have that access and then are making, because aren't, like, most edits on Wikipedia immediately reversed just automatically?
Depends on who is making. It's not reverts automatically. I mean, there are contributors, there are editors on Wikipedia, there are moderators who are looking at different changes that are made, but it's an encyclopedia. There are millions and millions of pages on Wikipedia, right? So they can't just look at every single page every single time, right? They are very, contain very specific number of contributors and the normal editor profiles on Wikipedia, but there are millions of pages, right? So not everyone can make changes, and the changes are made, not everyone can reverse it straight away. So for example, if a contributor, if a change is in a particular contributor's domain, and he already is looking at thousands of clients first, he's going to then, after a month or two, look at the page, this specific change, right? So that's pretty, difficult. And for example, it's not that anyone can make changes. It's just like you're hiring us for creating a page for Jordan. Similarly, we've had clients who, know that another person has paid another company to make changes on their particular page just because they had a beef with them. So that's how, people are, obviously, there are companies they're just offering their service, right? So if a person comes, they're like, I want to make this change on this particular page, I'm going to pay you ABC amount. The company doesn't care if you have a beef or not. They just need money, right? So they're going to do that. Get it?
That's some questionable business ethics, but...
It is. It's against the etiquette and ethics, but, yeah, it's the world we're living in,
So just realistically, I'm just trying to think about, like, a scenario where someone, if you're just, a very well-known person people aren't always making their own pages, right? So people have pages made about them. So
right.
If someone goes on that page and says, this person killed this person, such and such, that's obviously not going to stay on the page. It's going to be removed, right?
It takes time. It takes time. For example, if you are a very credible person and there are a lot of people looking at you, and if there's a change made on your particular page, which is bad for your image, okay? And if the contributor does not look at your page, unless I just gave you the scenario, the contributor looks at your page, let's say a month afterwards, okay? In that month, a lot of people are going to look at your page, right? Because you're a credible person. And if there's misinformation on your page, they're going to believe it before it's being removed, right? So you can't reverse the aspect, the effect it's going to have on the audience, which has already seen the particular change, without going on about their research that if it's true or not, because if it's on Wikipedia, it's true, right? So that is why it's the maintenance is really needed.
Yep. Understood. Okay, sounds good. So let me bring this back and let me talk it over, kind of figure out exactly which of those elements would be most appealing, and then I think what I would be interested in is kind of getting a quote for really that whatever that tailored package would be.
That's fine. That's completely fine. What we can do is you can just let me know which package you're interested in, okay? And then we'll just go on together whatever the service you do not like or whatever the service you want added in that particular package. And we'll add a separate scope from there. You can just pick my brain up, okay, just tell me this, we want this, we do not want this, and we'll just go about it, okay? And that's completely fine. For example, if it's a lead package you're interested in, and if you don't like social media verification or you already have one, we remove that. If you think 10 articles for references are a lot, we can reduce the number. If you think there are a lot of articles already.
Just a question about that. I mean, 8 articles versus 10 articles, what's really the difference there?
The difference is because each article is going to be published on different platforms. So basically you're going to have new links for your Wikipedia page for reference. So in essence, you're going to have more references on the Wikipedia page. For example,
So it's more so just like you're seeing more footnotes, but does that translate in terms of the amount of content on the page?
It does. It does. It can. For example, if I have the information about the birth of Jordan, I have two articles about it. I have how Jordan struggled. I have two articles about it. Jordan's marriage, Jordan's kids, Jordan's wife, everything. Every single thing can be deduced to a different link. So, you know, it can include different content. Get it? So, obviously, we're going to have a questionnaire, you know, ready for you. We're going to give you that questionnaire. It would have questions about Jordan's background, what Jordan does and everything, you know, just to pick his brain, and we can extract information from there, and then we're going to form the article. It's going to be creative. The articles are going to be creative, but they're going to be a neutral term, okay? So that's how we're going to go about using citations on Wikipedia, because if the articles are promotional, Wikipedia is going to read that. Again, coming back to this point, you actually said that Jordan probably has a lot of information about him on different platforms, news articles, etc. Let me just tell you, I don't mean to offend you. I don't mean to say anything rude to you or Jordan, but it is what it is. I'm very straightforward, so I'll just say it as it is. If Jordan was that famous, he would already have a Wikipedia page for himself. Okay? Hear me out. Don't be offended. Okay? If you are saying there are a lot of articles, he would already have a Wikipedia page made. So it shows that there is a lack of notability on Jordan aspect, regardless of how successful he is.
Thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.